Madhya Pradesh has attained the status of the heart of incredible India through some stellar advertising campaigns by the State Tourism Board and its marketing agencies. Concerted efforts by the state has put it among the front runners when it comes to marketing and promoting the state as a preferred destination for anyone who wants to discover the treasure trove of experiences it has to offer. Its geographical location on the map of India makes the Hindustan Ka Dil reference that much more fitting. The emblem style logo of Madhya Pradesh represents the tiger. The state is known as the land of the tiger, with 5 tiger reserves: Kanha, Painj, Bandhavgarh, Panna and Satpura. The logo is reddish brown in color and the symbolism is tiger and architecture. Hi everyone, this is Maryam Narona, and in this episode of Behind the Brands, the marketing podcast, we'll take a look at how Madhya Pradesh has positioned itself as a tourist destination for the discerning traveler. In 2003, Uma Bharti became the Chief Minister of Madhya Pradesh, and revival was the need of the hour for the Madhya Pradesh Tourism Development Corporation. She brought on board Ashwini Lohani to achieve that objective, and he became instrumental in repositioning MPTDC, and he roped in Ogilvy to craft communication which would aid the endeavor. The MP Ajab Hai Sabse Gajab Hai campaign followed and became the beginning of a series of campaigns which sought to make Madhya Pradesh stand out on India's tourism map. Differentiation was key, and this was a brief given to Ogilvy and Mather how to differentiate the state from other states. Now, for the uninitiated, Madhya Pradesh is home to 3 UNESCO World Heritage Sites: Sanchi, Bhimbetka and Khajuraho, 11 national parks, 24 wildlife sanctuaries, 6 tiger reserves. The state of Madhya Pradesh is blessed with rich forest cover and natural beauty. Ogilvy and Mather achieved the task which was cut out for them by consciously focusing on advertising for Madhya Pradesh, but from a non-touristy standpoint. So they kept the brand voice completely different from other tourism ads. Their tone was folksy, rhythmic, drenched in curiosity and earthiness. So Madhya Pradesh Tourism's brand personality thus evolved as one which was mysterious and awe-inspiring. In 2006, the Hindustan Ka Dil Dekho Bioscope campaign was launched. The campaign showcased the state as a melting pot of travel experiences with something for everyone, be it someone who's looking for spirituality, somebody else who's looking for wildlife, adventure, culture, history. It is said that the campaign results induced about 5.3 crore visitors in 2006. In 2008, MP Ajab Hai Sabse Gajab Hai campaign was the third in the series of campaigns, which was executed through a play of extremely expressive, suggestive eyes. It brought back the art of shadowgraphy, and the peppy tune and lyrics conveyed the idea that there is a lot to do and see in Madhya Pradesh. The state is said to have attracted some 11 crore visitors in the year 2012, and it increased its marketing budget from 25 crores in 2012 to 33 crores in 2013. In 2013, the Sau Tarah Ke Rang Hai campaign was launched, and the campaign used color as an expression of variety of experiences and places that you get to see in the state. And of course, the link with the festival of Holi, the festival of colors, a celebration of colors. In 2016, the MP Mein Dil Hua Bacche Sa campaign was launched, and this was a bid to induce childlike awe and enthusiasm. The film used custom-made tin toys painted in the Gindha art form, which is native to Madhya Pradesh, to showcase forts, textiles, wildlife, spirituality and art. In 2018, the Memories of Destination campaign was launched, and this took another approach to advertising. It was a sort of a crowdsource campaign which showcased the stories of millions of travelers through Madhya Pradesh by means of a collection of candid photographs of real travelers. The film showed Madhya Pradesh through the travels and experiences of real travelers. This was a difference. The campaign won 2 awards at the Cannes Film Festival 2018, Silver Lion for editing and Bronze Lion for rhythmic music. The year 2020 saw a series of social media campaigns which sought to maintain high recall among domestic travelers. The COVID-19 crisis had put travel on the back burner, making it almost a distant dream for many. Madhya Pradesh made sure that during this time it stayed fresh in the minds of travelers. The Intezar Aapka campaign, launched on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter, promoted Ujjain, Kanha, Bandhavgarh, Panchmari, Amarkantak. The central theme was safe travel, safe stay and safe tour. In July 2020, they launched the hashtag Sab Kuch Jo Dil Chahe digital campaign, which was conceptualized by Crayons India. And once again, it focused on the Hindustan ka dil state. But the approach was to encourage visitors to create memories for themselves. In August 2020, it again launched another campaign called the Intezar Khatam Hua campaign, with the objective to promote monsoon tourism and caravan tourism. And in this year, in March 2022, they stepped up their efforts in this direction and continued to promote the state as a preferred monsoon travel destination. From 11th to 25th August this year, they used radio and social media for a safe tourism campaign aimed at building the image of Madhya Pradesh as a safe tourism destination, especially for women. The MPTDC also launched a drive on August 10th for Raksha Bandhan, and the objective was to create community awareness and sensitivity. And the Madhya Pradesh Tourism Board has won the prestigious E4M Golden Mikes Award 2022 for its wellness radio campaign. Now, the MPTDC has a very broad base and active presence on social media. Now, at the time of writing this script, on Facebook, it had close to 50,000 followers. On Twitter, close to 600,000 followers. Instagram, 189,000 followers. And YouTube, around 71.6K followers. The State Tourism Board has a very informative website which has lots of pictures which convey the essence of the varied travel experiences one can look forward to in the state. And the media mix of MPTDC is worth mentioning. It does not rely on any one platform. Like, though it has a powerful social media presence, it includes television, radio, print and digital media in its repository, and they carry out a lot of offline promotions like roadshows in London, Berlin, Australia, New Zealand, Middle East and Southeast Asia, and they also participate in trade fairs and exhibitions. So online and offline, they're doing a lot. Now coming to my key takeaways from the MP tourism's campaigns. The state of Madhya Pradesh has managed to differentiate itself through some clever positioning. The approach is from a traveler's perspective. So be it the Bioscope campaign, the expressive eyes, shadowgraphy, the splash of colors in the Sau Tarah Ke Rang Hai campaign, their focus has always been on curiosity and awe from a traveler's point of view. So they make it a sort of a personalized experience. The state has invested effort, time and resources in developing a strong brand personality for the state. And this shows how serious the MPTDC has been with regard to its brand building efforts. So they've kept the brand voice folksy, rhythmic, earthy and rustic. The diversity of travel experiences on offer is what makes MP tourism so alluring. Their focus has been to showcase both lesser known destinations as well as the better known ones, and they have kept their promotional efforts alive through the pandemic. They've been very resilient and have regularly floated campaigns keeping in mind the target audience's need for constant engagement, and as is the theme across various state tourism campaigns, they have When international travel became difficult, they shifted their focus to domestic travelers and worked on inducing them to come to the state. Thank you for joining me to take a look at the Madhya Pradesh state tourism campaigns. Do subscribe, rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor or wherever you find your podcasts. Thank you for listening.